Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or your computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
Come on, give it up for Jesus at all campuses today. Come on, you can do better than that, Faith Church. It's a great weekend. Excited. Yeah, have you ever went to a restaurant and they ask, how many's in your party? Raise your hand if you've done that. How many's in your party? Oh, y'all, it's always embarrassing when you go, one. It doesn't sound like a party at all because it's not a party until you have more people at the party. Can I get an amen to that? Party of one. Today I want to talk about who is your four. Who is your four? It's very, very important. You hear me say it a lot. Show me your friends. Shout it with me. What? I'll show you your future. One more time. Show me your friends. I'll show you your future. You gotta have people that spar you on, that move creativity in you, that encourage you. And by the way, in today's society, make sure it's happy people. My grandson, he's 9 months old, and he's so funny. He's just so stinking cute. And you're just going to hear stories about him for the next 18 years. But I taught him a trick. And the trick is, I go, where's your nose? And I hold up my thumb, and he goes, and then I go, ah, and he's like, then sometimes he just goes, he's so proud of this. He goes, he can't talk, but that is, can you believe I can do that? I think I'm killing the game here right now. My point is I just made you laugh about some dude you probably don't even know, and it released endorphins on the inside of you instead of all the negativity. So if you're walking around in today's society thinking, this is going to kill me, and that's going to kill me, and there's so much segregation going on, it's a demon. It's jumping from house to house, from place to place. And I say you get around some four crazy friends and say, guess what? God's still on the throne. The Lord's doing miracles. Who's going with me on this? I want to teach you a here's your nose trick. Look at your neighbor and say, where's your nose? I want to go to this passage in Mark chapter 2. It says, and again, he entered into Capernaum, and after some days, the people in the area heard Jesus was in the house. And immediately, many people gathered together, and there was no longer room to receive him, not even at the door, and he preached the word to them, which is important. And they couldn't get near because of the crowd, but they had a paralytic man, and he was carried. Verse 3 says he was carried by four. By the way, sometimes you have to have other people carry you when you can't carry yourself. Have you ever been down? Raise your hand if you've been down. You know, it's like, how many of y'all are married or at least in a relationship? Raise your hand on that. And so the deal is you can't both be jacked up at the same time. Some days I'm in a good mood. Some days Nicole's in a good mood. Very rarely if we're both in a good mood. But when one's down, the other lifts you up. Friendship is so stinking important. You got to know who your friends are. And sometimes what you do is you kind of back off. Go, man, I don't know. I've been hurt so many times. People always do this, especially as you get older. Right now, Liam's going, where's your nose? But as you get older, you're like, I know where my nose is. Actually, I need a nose job. He's kind of mad and upset. Instead of going around with this optimistic feeling of you never know what God's going to do. And this man was paralyzed, and he heard that Jesus was in the house, but he could not get there. But thank God he had four people in his party that said, I got an idea. Here's my idea. Let's all carry you to the Jesus meeting where Jesus heals people. He's all for it. If he hadn't had four crazy friends in his group, he wouldn't have got there. So these guys, four strong men, start carrying him. When they get there, we just read that there was no room. They couldn't even get near the door. Let me say that sometimes there's a door of opportunity, and you think you're going to be able to go where everybody else went, but that door has now closed. But just because the door is not available, you've actually got to have some creative thinkers in your life to go, we can't get in there, but perhaps we could get in over here. Perhaps we could get in over there. Come on, somebody give God praise today. Verse 4 says, and they could not come near because of the crowd. They uncovered the roof. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed. This is a visible moment. Here's what's happening. These four guys, these are kind of, I don't know how to describe it. These aren't like regular dudes. These aren't Prius driving, khaki pant wearing guys. In my mind, these guys are from Jefferson County. Can I get an amen right now? They got a jacked up four-wheel drive with a big rifle in the back. Anybody know what I'm talking about right now? Raise your hand if you're married to that guy. Come on, I'm that guy. So they go, hey, we can't get in over there, but you know, maybe we go around the back or back over there. If you reckon we could go over there and on the back. I didn't see no security cameras on the back of that thing. So we could go up over there and we could probably get in. But then they said, shh, don't talk so loud because the paralyzed guy is listening. So they're like, don't talk so loud. I don't want to talk about him maybe falling off of the mat. And I don't really, just be quiet. Also, I want to pause there and say sometimes you have to be careful about telling everybody every detail of your plan because they won't understand your plan until the plan works. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah to this right now. You can't tell everybody. That's why the Bible said, don't cast your pearls before swine. Because they don't get you. They don't understand you. They don't understand who God made you to be. You are as unique as the thumbprint that you have. You do the crime, you do the time because the thumbprint. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm somebody. So that now, verse 4, one time, they could not come near, so they uncovered the roof. Notice also, you need some friends that's going to help you uncover the roof. That's too hard. See, most people would have done this. When they got there and they couldn't get in, they were like, well, Bubba, what do you think? I think we need to go home, I guess. And they would look at the little paralyzed guy. We don't know his name, but he was on a mat, so let's just call him Matt. It makes sense to me. And they said, Matt, we're going to turn our back on this and walk away because it must not be God's will to heal you. When in reality, sometimes it's hard. Nobody's going to open the door for you. Nobody bought my TV time. Nobody built these churches. It was hard. I had to fight bureaucracy. I had to fight politicians. I had to fight a system. I had to fight religious spirits. But guess what? We lifted ourselves up to another level, and we built a church where regular people could go and say, I don't have it all together, but I know the one who has it all together, and I need four crazy friends in my life to help me get where I need to go. Alone, I'm preaching today as I am. I hope Weldon Springs can hear me today. Now, think about this. You also need to have people in your corner that can see something you can't see because they had an idea. And the idea was, we can't get in there, we can't get in there, we can't get in here, we can't get in here. But what if we, check this out, went up? Sometimes you got to go to the next level of thinking to realize I might not be able to do it like everybody else did it. I might not be able to go in the door like everybody else went. But if I would elevate my thinking and elevate my faith and get some people that will help me get to this level, somebody ought to say amen to this right now. Even though I'm paralyzed, even though I can't move, I'm going to the other level, but I need four people to help me because right now I got a little problem. I ain't never walked. Think about the rejection. This guy's used to being disappointed. Disappointed. I thought I could crawl. I couldn't, like other kids. I thought I could walk. I couldn't. I've never danced. I've never ran. I'm used to disappointment. He could have said, just like always, if it's bad, it's going to happen to me. Instead of looking past that and seeing the possibilities, he could have went into Negative Nancy. Come on, help me right now. Negative Nancy. I feel bad saying that. It just came out of my spirit because my mother-in-law, her name is Nancy. But she's not negative. I should have went with don't be a Karen. Come on, somebody help me right now. But I didn't. But watch this. Faith is visible. Now, notice this. If we continue to read, it says that now, verse 4, they could not come near. They uncovered the roof. So when they had broken and let down the paralytic man, when Jesus saw their faith, he didn't hear a good game, praise the Lord, brother, optimistic thinking. He said he saw their faith, and he said to the paralytic man, your sins be forgiven. Check this out. He saw their faith. Jesus is preaching, and all of a sudden, he hears something cracking, and he hears something moving. And then, that's my cue, guys. All of a sudden, there you go. Jesus is like, what in the world? Jesus looks at the guy. By the way, there's four other guys going, hi, Jesus. They got their Instagram down. They're looking, look, hi, Jesus is down there. And he says, your faith was visible. But then he freaks everybody out because obviously we know what he needs. He can't walk. He needs a healing. And Jesus says, your sins be forgiven. Bubbing them up said, I couldn't hear it. Did he say his sins be forgiven? Yeah, I think that's what he said. Why would he say that? We didn't come to get his sins forgiven. We came to get him healed. Do you know that sometimes Jesus will give you what you don't think you need before he gives you what you think you need? Some of you think you need a husband and you need a healing. Some of you think you need money, but you need a new way. Somebody ought to shout amen. You need a new way of thinking right here, and your faith needs to be visible, and you've got to understand that sometimes God doesn't give you what you want, when you want, but he is an on-time God, and he will bring it to pass at the right time. I'll give you 10 seconds to praise it. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So then, Bubba and Billy Bob and Pete, and I don't know the fourth guy's name, but we'll just call him Rufus since he was on the roof. He says, hey, I wonder if he's going to say anything about him being lame. Jesus was actually fixing a problem because the haters of Jesus had said, who can forgive sins but God alone? So God said, hey, I'm going to kill two birds with one stone. I'm going to heal you, and I'm going to make you right. But first, we're going to get this right to understand that you have to be forgiven to realize that God has forgiven you. And once you realize he's forgiven you, then you can receive the free gift of complete healing. So now he says, arise, take up your bed, and walk. This is where this thing is a robot. It's supposed to get up right now. I don't know why it's not. And it's supposed to walk away, but I'm just kidding. We're not Oprah. We're not on a budget here. This is. But if it was a robot, I would have it pick it up, and I would have that thing, that lame man, I would have the thing that carried him in, I would have him carry it out, because that's exactly what happened. He couldn't get in through the door, but he came in through the roof, but then he walked out because Jesus said, arise and walk. And so now everybody watched him walk out the door carrying the mat that he couldn't get into. I'm telling you that the end of this story is breakthrough. The end of this story is, somebody ought to shout hallelujah, it's complete restoration. Look at your neighbor and say, I like this sermon. But it looked common. It looked like, I don't know. But if he hadn't had four crazy friends, he would have died the way he started. And sometimes you don't recognize the opportunity. In fact, sometimes it'll fool you. I was married at 18 years old, and some of you heard this story, and got divorced after 8 years of marriage, and then was looking for love in all the wrong places. And then I met Nicole. I saw her, immediately fell in love with her. And then she didn't tell me she made good money until we're getting ready to get married. Because she didn't want me to marry her for what she could do for me. By the way, I didn't care because I wasn't interested in money. I was interested in what she could do for me. Just saying. I'm keeping it real this Sunday. Okay? Come on, y'all hear what I'm saying right now. Ha ha. Ha ha. But when she saw me, I wasn't me. Like you know me. I had on cutoff shorts. By the way, it's a long time ago. I had on some white socks about here, and then I had on a combat boots, and then I had on an orange jacket and long hair. She saw in me what I could be that I didn't know I could be until the right person came into my life and told me who I could be. Oh, yeah. You say, well, anybody could have did that. Well, I was married for 8 years and they didn't do that. So the wrong they in your life can keep you paralyzed, can keep you lame, but the right they can get you up to where you know you're called to be. But if you think church is not important, if you think small groups is not important, then you're going to still stay stuck laying on the mat instead of walking out with the mat. Where's your nose? Come on. Doesn't always look that way. But then also you got to make sure, check this out, that you're hanging around people that have integrity. Integrity is a big one. Integrity is a big thing. People love you when you're down. They love you when you're up. They love you when you're happy. They love you when you're sad. They love when you're mad. They just love you. Integrity is important. Joel Osteen is a good friend of mine, and recently he told me a story. It's a good one, and I'm going to use it today. True story of a man who was going to World War II, but before he went to war, he wanted to go to the library to get a book to kind of pass the time away, and he was looking at various books, and he just picked up this one, and as he was reading it, he noticed that there was cliff notes everywhere in the book. And then he said, man, this person's so warm and so kind, and he looks at the front, as people would do back in the day. She wrote her name, Wendy. She lived in New York. And he thought just, he'd take a chance and he would write that person a letter and say, hey, I'm a soldier. I'm going off to war. Is there any way that you would be my pen pal during this time? She writes back, says, absolutely. So she started writing him. He started writing her, and weeks turned into months, and months turned into a year. And now it seems like they're kind of falling in love. So he says, hey, you know, when I get out of here, I'd love to meet you and hang out. She said, absolutely. I know you're going to be coming through New York when you soldiers get off the boat. So at that point, I'll be there. He said, could you send me a picture? She said, no, I'm not comfortable with that. How many of y'all know this is scary? He writes back and said, well, how will I know if it's you? She said, I'll have a pink rose in my hair. So now the day comes, and now he gets off the boat, and he's walking, and as he's walking off the boat, there's this gorgeous brunette. She's in fine shape. She's tan, tall, and his heart starts pounding. And he said, could it be her? And then she doesn't have a pink rose, and she walks by. He continues to walk, and there in the crowd, there she is. She has the pink rose. She's older than he thought. She's in her mid-40s, and there's some wrinkles showing and some gray hair, but he thinks, you know what? She was with me. It's about the integrity of being a great person. I'm in love with this girl. So he just grabs her and hugs her and said, I can't wait to go to lunch and get caught up. She said, oh, I'm not the one. That girl that passed you a minute ago, she gave me this rose and said she wanted to know if you really were the type of person that she thought you were. So if you said yes to lunch, she's in that restaurant over there. If you said no, you wouldn't know where she went. I'm here to tell you who you are behind the scenes really matters. Somebody ought to give God praise today. And God does not look at the outward appearance. He looks at the heart. No matter what you look like, where you came from, how lame you are, how paralyzed you are, God is working behind the scenes to bring you to the right place, the right space, with the right people. Give God praise in this house today. Got to be friendly, though. Sometimes you just go around mad. People are so mad. People got masks on, and they're mad. Which has made everybody's dogs mad. So dogs are like, like you were friendly pre-COVID. The dog's like, I've been locked up in this house for a year and a half with these crazy people. When are they going back to work? Dog's like, please let the kids go to school. I would be so happy to be happy to see them. I'm sick of them. You know I'm telling the truth, these COVID dogs. But what's happening is we got the wrong people in our life. You say, well, I don't have four crazy friends. When I first started, I didn't either. I just had the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and myself, and us four made it happen, and then the game came to us, and then now my whole life changed to where Nicole said, I don't like his outfit, but I like what's on the inside of him. But is your faith visible? If your faith is visible, then you will actually start ripping through the roof. And you'll have the right friends in your group that will lower you down. But if you don't show yourself friendly, then you won't be friends. In fact, here's a story you don't know. There was a girl who I was just kind of hanging out with prior to Nicole. We were just friends. It was going to be nothing. I thought it was nothing. She thought it was nothing. But because I was hanging out with this girl, she brought me to several different functions where Nicole was at. As soon as I saw Nicole the first time, I'll never forget it. I walked into Cyberg's Wings. First of all, let's thank God for Cyberg's, God. We thank you, Lord. If you're watching somewhere else in the world, just fly to St. Louis and put it in your maps, Cyberg's. They got sauce in there right now that I promise you is making my mouth water as we speak. I walked into Cyberg's thinking I was getting wings, and I looked at her and thought, look at the legs on that chicken burger. I thought it was just another day. I thought it was just common. Do you know that sometimes God, out of a disappointment, has the DNA in the seed to bring the God appointment? And if I could see 23 years, 24 years down the road at that moment, and I saw this guy, I would have said, hey, you and me are leaving here today because I can't risk it. But because I thought it was common, I kind of treated it as common and almost messed it up several times. I'm wondering how many common situations that you're avoiding because you're standing behind a computer, that you're not going to church, that you're not going out and meeting people, that you're keeping yourself back because you're afraid you're going to die. Well, the question is, are you really living anyway? Get out. Enjoy your life. Give me a thumbs up on this right now. Get on with your life. Stop being paralyzed, stuck at home, lame. Let's get back to our God plan. Give God praise today. Gotta be friendly though. Proverbs 18:24. A man that hath friends must show themselves friendly. And there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. A man that has friends must show himself friendly. Now, I realize that you might be a person who is an introvert. Raise your hand at any campus if you're an introvert. Raise your hand if you're an extrovert. Yes. Raise your hand if you're a pervert. No, don't do that. I should have stuck with the stories Joel told me to tell. Now I got Nancy and Karen and perverts. I don't understand how I got here. How many forgive me? Raise your hand if you forgive me. Raise your hand if you kind of even enjoy the comedic entertainment. Raise your hand if you wouldn't raise your hand no matter what I ask you today. So you're shy. I understand being painfully shy, not because I am, but because my dad was painfully shy. My dad wouldn't look people in the eye, look down. Because he stuttered just a little bit, especially when he was mad. Shut up, Sharon. I would hear that. He would tell my mom, shut up. You know he's mad when he's stuttering. He's like, I'm going to beat your butt. Anybody old enough to remember when they still whipped kids? Raise your hand. Anybody ever heard this line? This is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. Come on, raise your hand. I want to see here. If you didn't raise your hand, I understand why you have all the issues you do today. So my dad was shy, but then it was even more than just shy. He felt paralyzed and lame because nobody had been his friend and he had been rejected by a lot of people. Now, if you're an extrovert, it's like, I've been there, done that, but it does hurt a little. But may I also just pause the story and say that sometimes people don't deserve access to you. So when people don't deserve access to you, protect your spirit. Sometimes people on Instagram, they'll be like, I don't think you ought to wear jeans. I don't think you ought to say that. I think it's a blah, 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 blah. I will have to unfriend people today because I ain't going to let you have access to my DMs. Slide up in my DMs, slicing me and dicing me because I ain't Joe. I am not Joe. She ain't Victoria. And Nancy ain't Dodie. I ain't trying to pretend to be somebody else. I'm me, and I got to be me, the best me that me can be. And if some people like me and some people don't like me, so the people that don't like me must not be called to me, but I ain't going to try to get the not likes over on the side of the likes because I need some people to help me lower ourselves down in TV screens across America and around the world. And people are moving. There's a woman here today that moved a month ago from California, not because she had a job. She had a job that she could work from home, so she actually moved because of a church. That woman got me. So some people don't deserve access to you. God has actually protected you from some people because the people that he wanted you to get around were going to be part of the miracle. They were going to get their hands dirty and lower you into the next spot. Years ago, when the church only had 180 people, and Nicole and I took it over, and it went from 200 to 2,000 in 2 years, it was just pretty crazy, and I had the opportunity to go to Miami, Florida, to a round table with a bunch of people. And here at this table, I go to breakfast in the morning, and there's a lot of the heroes in the church world. I'm like, oh my gosh, look, there's those four guys that I've been kind of studying that built this great organization. I want to kind of take my breakfast and go sit by them, because I'm an extrovert, so it's not a problem. So I went up and said, hi, guys. You know, this is the cool table. I never went to high school, so I didn't know. I go, hi, guys. And they're like, yes. I'm like, hi, I'm David Crank from St. Louis of Faith Church. Oh, yeah, we've heard about you. I said, hey, can I sit down with you guys? And they go, nah, probably not. We're talking about some stuff. Have you ever felt like, oh, my God, I want to die right now. I want to walk out of the room with my breakfast. And so I started walking away, and then I thought, who in the world do you think you are? I went back over near my table, sat down, got my phone. I wasn't talking to anybody, but I was pretending that I had stuff to do. Anybody ever done that? Come on, raise your hand, you liar. Anybody ever pretended to be on the phone so you didn't have to talk to somebody? You're pretending to talk to somebody and you forgot to turn the ringer off and it rang. My God. But those people actually didn't deserve access to me. So I sit down. What I didn't know is a few years later, the people that was the head of that organization and the big dudes at the top, they didn't necessarily like those guys. I end up being with the main guy. And Chris Hodges, the main guy, loved me, and we started traveling together, started vacationing together. Had I lowered myself down to where they were, God protected me because he would have saw me, even though he likes those guys, he doesn't love those guys. I went past here because God had to take me there because what there had to speak into me, we bypassed them at 5,000, at 8,000, at 10,000. Somebody ought to shout amen. Sometimes you think you want to be at that table, but God said, that table's lame. I'm taking you higher. Who's going with me today on this? You gotta have the right people. May I suggest to you that your name is being mentioned in rooms right now that you never dreamed of. People talking about you. People making plans for you. But if you go negative Nancy on this, if you go crazy Karen on this, and now you're just eating what the world's feeding you. and you're not eating what the Word's feeding you, then you will think you're stuck with them when really you're stuck with Him. And He said, I know the plans I have for you. They're for good and not for evil. And I'm getting ready to bring and show a difference between who you were and who I had you to be. But who you were, you're stuck there. But who you be, you got to grow there. And the only way you go there and grow there is the four crazy friends that are willing to go to the top with you. So, as I wrap this up in the next 12 seconds, because I need to go to Earth City and preach, and I'm going to come back here at the 11:40 and preach, and I'm going to go back to Earth City and preach at 12:30, and then I'm going to go, not to Chick-fil-A because they're closed. Cyborgs, I will go to Cyborg. Thank you. Cyborg, come on, give it up for the brilliant guy. Cyborg, that's a good idea. When God closes one door, He opens up another. I just love this church. So now we got to ask ourselves a question. What's keeping us from getting with the right people? Is it fear? Rejection. I've been rejected too many times. I can't handle it one more time. I can't have one more guy tell me that it's not you, it's me. I can't handle it again. So I'm going to stay home, eat ice cream till I can't walk. I've been there. But somebody needs to flip a switch in you today and say, online church is great if there's no other access. If you live in California and this is the church that speaks to you, because Joel's not going to say the stuff that I said, and you feel like it speaks to you, and it releases endorphins in your mind. In fact, we're getting ready to start a four-week series here in a few weeks on how to rewire your brain. I'm going to tell you how I overcame anxiety and panic attacks and literally rewired my brain. I'm going to give you the scientific data to change the way you think so you can launch into 22, 23, 24, at 25 and win again. So you might not be able to get that at the church up the road, but you can't stay at home and get what you need unless there's just no other way. You need to move to Palm Beach County or St. Louis County and say, I didn't move because of a job. I moved because the world is so crazy, and I felt so lame, and I felt like my life was over, and I had so much negative news. I didn't control my mind properly anymore. Then you need to get on a plane. You need to get on a train. You need to get in an automobile. You need to hitchhike, because we already discovered that you're somebody. You got to get to a church, because the right church will point you to the right Jesus and give you the right word that'll change your trajectory forever. I'm begging you today to move from that table of rejection and move to that table of elevation where God starts doing what He said He's going to do. And the first thing He's going to do is say, your sins are forgiven. Yeah. He's not pointing a finger at you this way. Go to hell. Mean preacher. You're going to hell. Oh, God's more like, where's your nose? And you're like, God, I went to church for 3 weeks. It's like, He thinks it's cute. Look at you. You're not who you want to be. You're not who you could be. You might not be who you ought to be, but thank God you're not who you used to be. So now God is lowering you down to elevate you up, to change your life forever. Here's what I'm saying. Get in a group today. How do I do that? I'm glad you asked. You got to get the right people in your group. There are different groups you can go to. We got eating groups. How many of y'all can handle that Cyborgs eating group? By the way, they're not that expensive. Sometimes people say, we're in an eating group. We don't have any money. We're going to Sam's on Saturday for free samples. We get that. We got book groups. You got bowling groups. We've got every kind of group you can imagine. And then the groups are all over. I just met this guy over here from Alton, Illinois. They drive an hour because the Church Alive is worth the drive. I met some people from DeSoto today that drive over an hour because the Church Alive is worth the drive. So we have pockets. The church is so big. We have people in Lake St. Louis. We got people in Ferguson. We got people in Alton. They're everywhere. They church people.
So you need to get in a group.
So today when you leave out the hallway at Ferguson, at Weldon, at Earth City, wherever, even online, on the app, you can look at a group. Here's the cool part about it. You're not stuck in that group. You're not like joining a group forever. You walk in, and if that person doesn't have the rose in their hair, if you know what I mean, you move on. Thinking about two guys that got in a group. They didn't know they were getting a group. I just invited one to a wedding because he was, you know, a new guy. I invited him to the wedding. He met another guy at the wedding. Their wives got along. And then a year later, they started a business together. And now they make through COVID, they made $1 million a month. And now it is going through the roof even more than that. Don't tell me that the right people don't make a difference. I think about many people at our church that were lonely. And then they went to a group where there's just some single people were playing volleyball. And somehow between a and a, there was a. Joel won't do this. Come on, go with me right now. And then now there's little babies. And now we need you to join a group because we need you to volunteer because love is in the air everywhere. And people were at home with COVID and they got bored. And they had babies. But don't live your life thinking the world's over. It's not over. For the record, the United States of America is still the greatest country in the whole wide world. Drop the mic on that. Somebody ought to shout amen. And we still serve a God that is on the throne. Drop the mic on that. And guess what? I've read the back of the book. We win. Give God praise today. Come on, give him praise. Everybody stand with me for 1 second. If you're good looking, if you're ugly, remain standing. All campuses. Hello, every campus. I want to pray for you. First of all, raise your hand if you say today, man, that spoke to me today. Raise your hand. I want to see it everywhere at every campus. Come on, real high. Put it back down. Father, I pray right now, God, that you would touch the hearts and the minds of our church family, whether they're online, which is a real campus, or they're in a physical brick and mortar location. That Jesus, you will give them the revelation that to actually become unstuck, to not be paralyzed anymore. They need four crazy friends in their group. God, give them the courage today not to go out the side doors they always do. May they walk out the front lobby and connect with people, because we connect with God, we connect with people, then we discover our purpose and we make a difference. God, so many of them have been stuck, and I don't want them to just keep on going. I want them to get around the right people. God, I thank you today they're going to sign up for groups, or they're going to go through Growth Track, and they're going to change their life, not so their life could just be changed, but so others' lives could be changed, because they're going to get their strength back, they're going to get their confidence back, and they're going to overcome this rejection and realize that you love them and you gave yourself for them. God, we see church not as an option. It's not optional. If you came from heaven to earth and you lowered yourself down like the guys did through the roof, you lowered yourself down and you came down and you got your hands dirty and you died for us, we will live for you, we will serve you, and we will be a part of your church forever. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody said, amen.
Hey, thanks again for joining the Faith Church Podcast. For more inspirational content just like this, join us each and every week. And have you heard the bonus podcast from Pastor David? An information and revelation you can't hear anywhere else. That bonus podcast has moved to the Faith Church app. So all you have to do is go to your app store, download the faithchurch.com app, put it in your keyword. It'll come up, download it. It's a free app, and right there on the homepage, you will find the bonus podcast from Pastor David. I'm talking about digging into stuff, revelation that he won't talk about really anywhere else, only found on the bonus podcast. So check that out. Hey, leave a review. Go and invite somebody. Share the podcast today. But until next week, we'll see you right here on the Faith Church Podcast.